You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.
Good morning and welcome to The Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker, bringing you the best of great gospel music. That's right here from the Koval Kuvo Studios, providing community, culture, and music since 1985. We are 89.3 KUVO Denver, K209ED in Breckenridge, and online at KUVO.org. Well, the Gospel Train leaves out. That's every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. from the Denver Open Media 92.9 FM studios. And you can always check us out. That's 24/7 online at DAWS2000.com. Well, we have a great show planned for you today with a special guest, Reverend John Lee Hooker, and his great testimony of his journey to his ministry. So stay with us as the Gospel Train leaves out with Donnie Hathaway, Reverend Timothy Wright, Margaret Brown Clark, and Ted and Sherry to get the train rolling down the track. We're coming to you with some inspiration.
Here's a song that I wrote about 3 weeks ago. Every once in a while, I like to write something to my Creator because I believe in Him. We need you right now. There's no one else to turn to but you, yeah. You're the only answer to the situation. We've gotten ourselves into. So Master, won't you please come down and give us a helping hand, 'cause we need you. Right now, there's a lot of people going hungry. Cause they can't get nothing to eat. People going naked. They ain't even got clothes to put on their feet. So Master, won't you please come down, come down, and give us helping hand. Yeah, 'cause we need you. said, we need you. Yes, we do. We need you right now. I said, man has gotten out of hand with his evil ways. Yeah. Can't you see that he is destroying us?
Storm clouds rise in your life.
We'll be right back with more great gospel music to bless you right after this.
Support for Kuvo comes from Shenyang Performing Arts, a celebration of 5,000 years of Chinese culture with classical Chinese dance, traditional costumes, and a live orchestra. Coming to Denver's Buell Theater, November 4th through 7th. Tickets at shenyang.com.
My name's Janine, and I am delighted to be with you every Monday from 6 a.m. till 10 a.m. on Kuvo Jazz to get your week going, to get your day going. Every Monday on Kuvo.
You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.
Well, we're back with more great gospel music. You are in touch and in tune to the best of great gospel music. Coming up, we have Samar Bingham, Hezekiah Walker, and a taste of Mary Kalele. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train.
In my life,
I've had my share of love,
who abused my love. They manipulated it, and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today
when
I think about all I've been through. And I still came out on the winning side.
And I
don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because
my enemies
they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because
yes,
great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did.
They told
a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character, my integrity, my faith in God. He favors me.
But it would not
fall.
Would not bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored me.
God favors me.
I spoke life and prosperity.
I
even spoke health.
He favored me. They whispered about me.
They conspired against
me.
They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me.
My character.
My
integrity. My faith in God.
My faith in God. He favored me.
Will not fall.
It will not fall.
Will not bend.
Not gonna bend.
Won't compromise.
God
favors me. I speak.
prosperity. And I speak health.
And I speak health. God favors me.
They whisper.
They whisper.
They conspire.
Conspire.
They told their lies.
They told their lies.
But God favors me.
My character.
My character.
My integrity.
My integrity.
My faith in God.
Everything was in
he
question.
Me.
But he favored me. But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
God favors me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
God favors me.
Attack your character. Attack your integrity.
Oh, I praise you, Jehovah. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. I bless your name. Oh, thank you, Lord.
o'clock to the best of great gospel music that's right here on the Gospel Train. And we had a little talk with Pastor Hooker right here on the Gospel Train. He's featuring his new single release, Hallelujah. So let's take a listen.
Well, thank you, Reverend Hooker. I appreciate you joining the Gospel Train, riding on the Gospel Train.
Well, thank you for having me, and I'm ready to ride.
I know, that's right. So give us a little background on yourself, how you developed this project, and just a little history of how God has just really moved you in the gospel music industry.
Yes, ma'am. I will summarize it. You can read it in its entirety on my website, www.johnleehookerjr.com. My life was turmoil. Of course, I came up under the tutorage of my dad, the late John Lee Hooker, and my mom, Maude Hooker. And we lived in Detroit. We were just like any other kids, irregardless of my dad's celebrity. He walked to the bus stop just like the guys that's carrying hard lunch pills. We walked him to the airport, to the bus stop to, so that he can go to work. I grew up in Detroit on the east side, sort of like in between poverty and low income, but got into drug addiction at the age of 15, and that carried on into my teens, into my adulthoods. Went to prison at 18, drugs and drugs and drugs, and then drugs some more. This carried on for many years, shot twice, stabbed, cut in the face, homeless, moved to California, prison again, recorded with my dad in Soledad Prison, the infamous Soledad Prison, and that gig turned into my residence. 10 years later, I came back as a prisoner. Went into music, got into music, into the blues, of course, was nominated twice for the Grammys, and things went well, but again, I failed, went to prison again, and a chaplain lady walked in one day and said, if you're tired of being tired, try Jesus. So I raised my hand and
Amen.
Gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Walked with him for 4 or 5 years, became a minister of the gospel, fell again after many years, and the Bible says that a righteous man falls 7 times and rise up again. I wouldn't quit, I would not quit, and one day the Lord told me to leave those lyrics alone that you're singing about and my baby, and this and that and the other, and glorifying the world and the devil. And now I went from the blues to the good news, and every lyric that I sing, it glorifies my Lord Jesus Christ. I go back into the prisons to tell people what God has done for me, the infamous and the supermax prison in Pelican Bay. Preached in most of the prisons and several prisons, let me put it that way, in both men and women's maximum security in Alaska, same in Arizona, Detroit, Texas. So I just, and then I preach on the streets. So I am a traveling preacher. I travel and preach and I sing to the glory of God. On my way to Germany, I got married in 2019 to my friend, Birgit Hooker. And we got married, and God has opened the doors over there. And now I will be preaching over in Hamburg International Church in Hamburg, preaching in Kloppenburg, and God is opening doors. And I'm just so grateful to have the blessed privilege to give an interview on the Gospel Train with you, Miss Deborah. Thank you so much.
Well, you have truly, truly blessed me with just the history and the testimony that you have given, because we need that. People
yes, ma'am.
Need to hear that there is deliverance after whatever trials and tribulations you might go through. God is still on the throne and he still delivers.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. So what is it that you can say to the community out here, especially the young people and those that might have an addiction of any kind, that will really strengthen them in the Lord?
Well, I can say this from experience. And I was thinking about the walls of Jericho that the children of Israel had to go in and conquer the land in order to fulfill the promises of God. And I thought about that wall. It was first the water was 3,000 feet deep, and then there was the wall, which was 13 feet high, and the towers, the watchtowers, 28. And I thought about how impenetrable that wall was. And, you know, logic and from a human perspective, we say, I can't get through that wall. Well, that's the same thing that happened in my drug addiction. I was under the impression that I would die shooting dope in my arm and smoking dope and putting it in my lungs. And people even confirmed and with the indirect amen, yeah, you're going to die in drug addiction because there's no way out. But there is a way out. I'm not trying to hate on 12-step programs or drug programs or rehabilitation, but if you want to really obtain the power and experience the power of God, He can do anything. Regardless of what they said, Paul said, when you've done all that you can do, all you can do to stand. Don't give up. Call upon the name of Jesus. Just like when Peter was drowning, he said, Lord, save me. And he saved him and said, here I am. Stretch forth your hand and just surrender. There's no power in Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So tell me about this new album and the new record that you have coming out. Talk about hallelujah.
That's a great question, and that goes just along with my testimony, because hallelujah, of course, is the highest praise. And, you know, one missionary, the late missionary Mother Mary Ann Wright, used to say, if I had 10,000 million tongues, I could not give him enough praise. And hallelujah was all, of course, I sacrificed my life to him, but when I praise him, I want to give him the highest praise. And that's kind of like part of my communique now, hallelujah, giving him the glory and the praise. And I thought I'd write a song about it, and that's what I did.
Well, you did a wonderful, wonderful job. And we
collaborated with the legendary producer, Mr. Larry Baptiste, and Juan Blair.
Oh, yeah.
We just had a great time doing it. Thank you.
Well, that's great. Great. Well, thank you so much. We just really appreciate you not only riding on the gospel train, but just really being able to share your testimony and share your new music. We're going to be looking forward to that album that's coming out right after this new release. But we are going to be giving you our love and our support right here on the gospel train.
Well, thank you, Miss Deborah, and I appreciate you. Have a good day, everyone.
Okay. God bless you.
Hello, gospel family. This is Reverend John Lee Hooker, Jr., and you're listening to KUBO 89.3 FM of the Gospel Train.
You're locked to the best of great gospel music. That's Pastor Hooker's brand new release, Hallelujah. Remember, you heard it first right here on the Gospel Train. Well, coming up, we have none other than Stephanie Summers, Reverend Rance Allen, a little taste of Tamala Mann, and Trevor Perry and Team DP. Keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train as we continue to roll down the track, bringing you a blessing.
Can we lift our voice and begin to give God glory? If you know He's the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, I tell you to open your mouth and bless Him.
His word! your presence, send it down. We need your power, send it now. Send your rain. We need you, Lord. Just one touch from you, Jesus.
Touch from you, we really need touch from you.
Come on, let's go. I got a feeling everything's won't be all right. There's no need for me to cry.
No need to worry, and there's no need for me to cry.
He promised in his word he will take care of me.
He promised in his word that he will take care of me.
So I'm gonna stand still to see his glory in me.
So I'm gonna stand still and see his glory in me.
Ramifications of social injustice all across this globe. I yet still choose to believe that things will work out just fine. Woo!
All right.
It's working.
All right.
Together.
All right.
You don't have to worry, it's
alright.
It's already
Our Live at the Vineyard event sponsor, Snarfburger, offers made-to-order hamburgers using hand-pressed patties and fresh-sliced veggies and cheeses prepared every day. The menu features Snarfburger Double, rotating burger specials, crispy fries, and onion rings. For Denver and Boulder location information, snarfburger.com.
Since 1977, Westward has been Denver's independent journalistic voice. Many thanks to the staff of Westward for naming me, Pocho Joe, Denver's best radio host for the 2021-2022 year. Again, thanks for recognizing Kuvo Jazz, La Raza Rocks, and me, Pocho Joe.
Well, it's about that time for us to get back to the station for another week. I truly have enjoyed being with you today, and I pray that the music has ministered to you. Remember to go with God in all of your ways and share some of that love with each and every person that you meet. Here's none other than Anthony Brown and Therapy to take us home and to remind us that this week coming, you got a blessing coming. God got something for you great. So bless others as He blesses you. God bless. Talk to you next week.
I cannot explain it. This may not make sense. I know what it looks like, but I choose to go against that. And I'm speaking something different. I'm speaking something different. Claiming something different. Expecting something different. Say,
I cannot explain it. This may not make sense.
I know
what it looks like, but I choose to go
and I'm speaking
that. And I'm speaking something different.
I'm speaking
something different.
I'm claiming
something different.
Find somebody near you.
Expecting something
and tell
different.
Them this. Listen.
This week.
You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.